Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Good to be here again. For our inspiration today, I would like to read in Colossians chapter 1. I always find this a very encouraging epistle. So chapter 1 says, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So these first verses, it's amazing that the salutation, but the encouragement that's in it already, that says that, well, first of all, it's speaking to the saints and to the faithful brethren in Christ. But he says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Like we spoke yesterday, peace, we only can receive that by coming to the Lord Jesus and giving our lives to him and following him and obeying him. And that peace only comes from the Father, because the Father is the one who sent our Lord Jesus Christ to save us. And but what I'm also really encouraged by here is how many times Paul says that they were praying for these brethren. And how that's important for us today too, that we pray for each other. He says praying always for you there in verse 3, and then in verse 9, it says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And that was, it says that that Epaphras had declared unto them of the love they had for Paul and his fellow servants in the Spirit. And but the other important thing is how it says that the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. So from the gospel, we learn of the hope that we have of salvation and of eternal life. And it says that, which is come unto you as it is in all the world. So that the message of salvation, the gospel, the good news is come into all the world. And it says, and it brings forth fruit as it does also in you since the day you heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. So these people, when they heard the gospel, they accepted it, and it brought fruit because they were living in it. And that's what we are to do today, is to bring forth fruit for our master, for our Lord, for our King, for our God and Father. And we can only do that if we have allowed this truth to be in our hearts, to really take root in our hearts and to truly believe in that promise that God made. And be obedient and faithful to be faithful. Here, Epaphras is referred to as a faithful minister of Christ. So then it says that in verse 9, it said that they have not ceased to pray and to desire that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So it's not in any knowledge of this world of how things are, but it's in knowledge in the will of God and in all his wisdom, and he's the only one that can give us spiritual understanding. And it goes on to say in verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So the desire is that we walk worthy of the Lord and pleasing him and being fruitful in every good work and also increasing in the knowledge of God. That means that we are to grow. So if we're not growing, and especially if we're backsliding, then it's really bad. If we're not growing, then we should examine ourselves to see why not. So are we usually, like with children, when they're growing, if they're not growing, then there's something wrong. Either they're not being fed enough, or there is some sickness or illness in them. So the same way with us, if we're not growing, then what is the cause of it? Is it something in our lives that we need to get rid of, or are we just not feeding our spirits? Are we not feeding our spiritual life with the Word of God? Because that's where all the nourishment comes from His Word. In verse 11, it says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. So in that part of in growing, we are also strengthened according to his glorious power. And he also gives us patience and long-suffering, to have long-suffering with joyfulness. And long-suffering, that means to be long-suffering with patience with each other, to have patience even like when if you're suffering from some kind of an illness, that the Lord can give us strength to joyfully suffer it and to have patience. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So we give every day we give thanks unto the Father. There's so much to be thankful for. And we can't give enough thanks to the Father for like it says here, that even this alone, which had made us meet, are good enough to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And so we'll stop there for now. But this is a real encouragement for us to live. If we have professed to be a follower of Christ, then we should live it, and this is how you live it. So we'll continue this another day. And I also would like to invite you, if you want to join us, for a live Bible study. We have Bible studies on Saturday mornings, and you can join that Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern. You can join it by calling 857-216-6700. And the access code is 525-819. So I hope to have you join us sometime. That was a very edifying time with different people on a conference call, and we study scripture. So God bless you till next time.